A-League Show, we are back, man. SoundCloud, iTunes, check us out there. The A-League One is our Twitter. We're really excited for this show here. Excited that you guys have been supportive of the show recently. With everything going on, shout out to everybody. Just been really supportive what we got going on here. Shout out to everybody else on Almighty Baller, Dash Radio. As I said earlier, man, it's been really exciting so far. So everybody that's been paying in, listening in to us, man, we're really excited for you guys for this show here. Excited for what's going on.
Killer intro, by the way, with an intro like that.
I had to get shout out to everybody else.
Yeah.
Man. Look, who we have planned up for this show here? We got the Hawks. Obviously, we're gonna talk about Philando Castile, McGregor, Mayweather, and then obviously the last super teams here. So let's get started on the Hawks with Schlenk, the new general manager, and what's going on with the comments he made with Millsap. It sounds as though, from what David's telling us, that Millsap, there's a chance he's not going to be back, and they don't want to give him the max. Is that correct, David?
Yeah, that's correct. It's, you know, he says that Millsap's probably going to have better offers out there than what they're going to offer him. Mm. That's like first time I actually heard a team actually say that about an all-star player that they have.
You don't think... Yeah, I think Jeremy's laughing here because I think he called this. Did you say any part? Did you see this coming, Jeremy? Did you see that we weren't gonna get Millsap back?
No, I think they would have kept him if they had had the former GM in place or whoever that was. I really didn't understand how the team was set up, honestly. But now that they've got this new guy in there, I think it's good to have another opinion in there for someone coming from outside the Hawks organization to say, oh, this guy's actually not as good as you guys have made him out to be all this time. So, I mean, to me, it's just common sense that they would not re-sign him to all that money. That's what I don't know. It's always been crazy to think that they would pay him that much money. So,
you think his lack of communication with, I'm sure he hasn't talked to Millsap much, obviously the Dwight thing. You think that's why there's about to be a big move made here.
He said he talked to his agent like two times, but
Dwight's agent or Millsap's agent?
Millsap.
Okay.
I don't see why he would talk to him. As far as I'm concerned, the guy said one of the first things he said was that it's going to take 7 years for them to get to where the Warriors are. In my head, that means we're starting over.
I didn't see those comments that way. I think he was trying to enlighten us on how long it takes to be successful. But I don't think he says us is going to take 7 years. I just think he's pointing to the fact that it's a process to get to where the Golden State was.
Yeah, but think how the Warriors were built.
Yeah.
I mean, it took 7 years for them to hit on draft picks. And they didn't miss on a draft pick. Like, they hit every draft pick and still took them 7 years. The Hawks don't even have draft picks that are even worth talking about building around. So
they also made good trades, too.
That 2010 draft, though.
What? What happened?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you know. Yeah, okay. That flunked. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, picked him up with Greg Monroe.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, you have those, but they did go on, like, some magical run with thanks to Jerry West, because everywhere Jerry West goes, he just makes every franchise better. Which he's going to the Clippers now. Let's see how that goes. But
yeah, think about it.
I know you're excited.
Yep.
Chris Paul's leaving. I don't care about the Clippers. I don't care about Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul's leaving, though.
You think he's going to San Antonio?
The Houston thing is interesting, but we're not going to talk about that. I think Houston I didn't know they said he almost went to Houston in 2013, so I didn't know that. Or 2013. So whatever, I don't know. But
yeah, because James Harden and Dwight Howard worked so well.
Yeah, that did work a lot. We saw Harden's better as the one now.
Exactly.
Paul and Harden, right when Harden found his place in the league.
You don't want to see Chris Paul and Harden?
You're going to crash heads.
Yeah.
It's not
good. Well, I think Chris Paul under a D'Antoni thing, the thing that they don't play defense, but him in the D'Antoni system, I mean, it works, but I want a better coach. Like I told you, I want him to go to the best coach. I don't really care.
D'Antoni was a great coach last year.
He's a great coach last year, but Pop is probably the greatest coach ever. So I don't, at this point in Chris Paul's career, he needs to be sure where he goes. Nah, D'Antoni, sometimes you're not sure in the playoffs.
He's never beat Popovich.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you should join the guy who can't beat Pop. So.
Not too many guys have been able to beat Popovich in their career other than Golden State.
Yeah.
True. No. True. Chris Paul beat him once.
Once.
First round, took seven games.
Yes. Once.
Crazy.
I think, like, didn't Chris Paul win, like, on a hook shot, or am I tripping?
No, you know, you're right. People forget all his greatness.
Yeah, it was the same night as the Pacquiao fight.
Yep.
Mayweather-Pacquiao, by the way.
So we're going to talk about
that
later.
But Millsap, since I'm on the mic, I might as well talk about it. You know, around trade deadline, I said the Hawks should trade Millsap. And some people were like, then the Hawks went on a winning streak, and everybody was like, oh, just when the Hawks, everybody said the Hawks need to blow it up and trade this guy. The Hawks just keep winning and winning. Well, guess what? We lost in the first round, and we about to lose this man for nothing again. We lost Josh Smith for nothing. We lost Al Horford, Alice for nothing, and we about to lose Paul Millsap for nothing.
Wouldn't it be some mess if we end up, you know, losing Paul Millsap and he ends up going to a competing team and wins championships?
I don't know if Paul will do that. I think Paul cares about money.
Yeah, he cares about that check. He's about to go to Orlando the year after the Hawks win the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, last year, right?
He's kind of like Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
Joe just cares. He just wants the money.
I mean, he's a poor Louisiana guy, man. So
he's gonna get it for the check, man. Which I wonder what teams are
with this personality.
Some more Joe Johnson and Kyle Korver.
He's gonna go to the
promotions
but.
And stuff.
Some more Joe Johnson and Kyle Korver.
Yeah, he could care less if he gets a ring in that from the way he comes off. I never heard him talk about a championship.
At least we got a pick for Kyle.
That's the thing. But I'll take that. I mean, the next couple of drafts, we got a lot of picks, like Schlink says. So I think I'm not upset about losing Paul at this point. Yeah. It was so talked about all season long. It's kind of just written its like course. Like we're ready. I think people are just ready to move on to the next phase. It's not a bad thing. If you lose Paul, it's not the end of the world, people.
Yeah, I was surprised that it stripped Bud of his powers because, like, for the longest, you know, it was just like Bud just like, you know, he's not leaving. And then he had wrestlers talking about he's not leaving. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, man, if I'm going to pay this guy that $250 million deal. And it's like,
I think that injury kind of helped him not. I think when he got hurt middle season, I think
I think it was just him because they were going to pay him regardless. It seemed like, you know, you could get Bazemore. Bazemore $13 plus million a year.
He got 17 last year.
Yeah, that's just because he made a couple shots against Boston.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Cha-ching, yeah. Man. Cha-ching.
They were desperate there. I think with Sapp, I think they thought Sapp was more even. I don't know if it's great. I mean, compared to Horford and Sapp, who did they view more committed to Atlanta in a way, now looking back?
Alice.
And they think Alice was more committed to, okay, then. And for what reason? Because obviously the linear, I mean, how long he was here in Atlanta.
Super passionate and stuff.
And, you know, the same, you know, people were like, oh, they got him in the bag because, you know, we're going to offer him we can offer him 5 years and give him full max. And then he saw the contract negotiations and he saw, like, oh, they didn't do like what they did with Michael Conley in Memphis. And they're like, they're playing around with this dude over there, like, you know, you're not going to give you 5 years, but you're going to get a full max.
But the thing about it is that whenever people bring up Horford now, all of a sudden, they're automatically going to bring up those comments that he made about Atlanta fans shortly after signing with Boston.
You think Sat will say anything about Atlanta fans after?
No.
He doesn't care enough.
If it comes.
He doesn't care about life enough to do that.
If it does come, I don't think anybody will care. I think we're, like, Atlanta fans are so numb to people taking shots. If he takes a shot, Atlanta fans are like, oh, well. I mean, he was only here for, 4 or 5 years? So it's like people will be like, next.
It's been a lot of Hawks fans that have looked dumb trying to defend Paul Millsap, so there is no reason for him to say anything to any Atlanta fans. Because I've gotten in a couple arguments with Atlanta fans and been like, "Do you really think this is like the best?" Like, I've had people tell me he's the best power forward in basketball, and I was just like, "No,
maybe not."
The thing is, who is the best power forward right now?
Davis.
To be honest,
Anthony Davis.
It can be AD.
Anthony Davis.
Even off impact, it could be Draymond.
I can see them in center.
It can't be LaMarcus.
That's not a conversation. It's AD.
It's just AD? It's just AD. Without success?
Yeah, Draymond's a center.
Draymond.
He plays both, though.
But he's not better than AD.
Draymond plays both 4 and 5. But he's a 4, though. Draymond's a 4.
Yeah, he's a 4.
He plays center, which is crazy at times, but he's a 4, though.
I look at him as a 3.
What, Draymond?
Draymond.
That's his size.
I remember that argument they had that Millsaps play small for, and I was just like, nah. I was like, what kind of, what y'all watching?
Hey, Millsaps a top five power forward, though.
I would have done that for him, Dwight, and Alice in the same front court.
That dude don't got the lateral quickness to guard no small
forward. Well, put Millsaps at the three?
I mean, he don't have the lateral quickness to guard a forward.
Before this season,
Paul Millsap wasn't even that good on defense to begin with. Like, he had steals, but as we know, steals are a deceiving stat.
Yeah.
He wasn't that good on defense before this year.
Millsap's our best big man defender, though. That's more than Dwight. I mean, from what Dwight showed this year, it just didn't fit as far as the scheme goes. But
wait, hold on.
I like Sap.
Oh, okay. You said, so are you saying he's the better defender?
Big man defender. Yeah.
Like, these days, big man defender.
Yeah, on our team.
Because he's not the better defender.
What, than Dwight?
Than Dwight.
No, he's these not. Days. Yeah, of course these days. Yeah, I can't talk about old Dwight. He's gone.
I'm saying, but Dwight is still a good defender.
He's still a good defender. Yeah, but I'm talking about in this scheme, Millsap's a better defender. He was more reliable.
Yeah, you're saying, like, running out and chasing guys on the three-point line.
He can guard. Yeah, he guarded Kyrie a couple times. And actually stole. Yeah, so he can guard guards for, like, a couple seconds. But, you know, Dwight can't do that. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Versatility is why Sap, to me, is a lot more valuable than Dwight on defense. He's just more versatile.
I don't think Steph Curry scored when he was when Dwight was on him.
You don't think he scored on him. But he scored him when he was in Houston. We remember that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We remember that.
We'll see how important Sap is. This coming year when there's somebody that's younger or less talented in his position, and we'll see them do the same things they're doing this year.
Are they going to take a big now because he's going to be gone?
I think the best player available at the point where they're drafting will be a big man. So just happen to work itself out to where they'll get Paul Millsap's replacement or Dwight Howard's replacement. But I feel like Mike Muscala could do the same thing. So that he's not as good. He won't have as good a stats, but his
God, impact, cringe when you say that.
It will be the same.
I was thinking
I think they'll resign him, though.
Who, Muscala?
Yeah, he's cheap.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He started off the season really well, then he faded a little bit and then caught back on. But I don't know. I don't know if Bud can, like, trust him, but go ahead.
I know it's not October, but here's my prediction. 43-39. I think that's 82 games.
And that'll get you in the playoffs in the East.
I just got to see what they're going to do because he might tear that whole roster now. So.
I'm going to go ahead and do mine, too. I got 32-50. I don't think they're making
it. What?
I don't think they're making
it. It's Drew. What is wrong with you? We don't even know our whole team yet. We got like eight players.
Hey, I kind of got an idea what they're going to do. From what they're talking about, they're not talking about going out and signing some veteran guys. And the guys I've seen them link to is James Johnson. Who is that?
I saw that.
He signed them once preseason and cut them.
32-50?
Yeah.
32? Nah.
I got 28-3. Wrong sport.
Wow!
It's all wrong sport.
David, get out. Get out. Get out, David. Right now. Get out.
Can we start with the predictions? No predictions yet. We don't even know who we're drafting. It's about 28-3.
Man, really? Honestly?
So, okay. We're going to ignore these predictions, Hawks people. Don't listen to them. We don't even know our team yet.
43-39.
It's not going to be. Is that a playoff team?
Harry Giles.
Yes.
Side draft pick.
Yes.
Is that who you want to see drafted? Who do we want to see drafted with our first pick, y'all?
I'm cool with Harry, Bam, or boy from North Carolina, light skin.
I don't get the Matt Barnes.
Justin Jackson.
Yeah, that's Matt Barnes 2.0 or something.
Credit, like practically. 45-37, by the way.
I'm not really big on Justin Jackson.
I
like Justin Jackson.
You like Justin?
I like TJ Leaf. I like Harry Giles.
Yeah, I really like TJ Leaf. TJ Leaf.
We all agree on Harry Giles.
Harry Giles is legit.
I'm on Harry.
I just want an American I heard of before.
I know, right?
Is that all you ask? That's all you want.
Yeah, that's all I want. Yeah,
hopefully I don't know Euro stash. I know this would be a good situation for them to do a Euro stash. They're like, oh, we drafted somebody.
We got a 30th pick. I mean, there's a 30th pick right after that. We're probably going to get a Euro guy with that one. Y'all
know. More than likely, that's what they do.
Hype him up, say he's going to be. If he would have came out next year, he would have been a top lottery pick.
Yeah, that's the trap words. That's the trap every single time.
Exactly. That's why,
so we got him at 19. We got a top 10 player at 19. If he would have stayed in, in Europe another year,
and then he comes and then he never plays.
Yeah,
exactly. 4 years or 5 years later, and still doesn't play after playing overseas.
Akil was supposed to be Magic Johnson. However you pronounce it, he was drafted in I think 03. Or 05. Either one of those. He was supposed to be Magic Johnson. I think he's French. And he's been in Europe his entire time.
Man.
What about Isaiah? Is Isaiah coming over this season? Isaiah, I always forgot to say his last
Cornier.
Name. Is it Cornier?
I think. Yeah. Because it's spelled like Cornier.
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 Let's see.
But yeah. But since he's French, it's Cornier.
Cornier.
That's a French lesson for y'all. We doing French lessons on
A. You're right. Rashad is actually right. He's actually very correct.
They see it like a few years back, or was that?
He did.
Thanks, college. But yeah, I think he's going to be trash.
Isaiah?
I mean, I never even seen him play, but I'm just assuming.
The highlights are okay. It looks like he's working his way back, like you said, from that injury. But still, he's okay.
Summer League.
He's a big guard.
Summer League last year was really good. It's not going to be that good this year.
Oh, not with these drafts. With
Simmons sitting out and Embiid sitting out. Like, because last year, Russell was playing. Like, the top rookies were playing in the league. Like, they came back to play.
You don't want
to
see Fultz and Lonzo and
I mean, I want to see it. I'll watch it.
Lonzo might not play.
This is a great draft, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Lonzo might not play.
You think he won't?
No, I'm saying, like, LeVar might be like, oh, my boy. You know, he got to stay fit for the Lakers, you know?
He going to play against these scrubs. He going to play against real players.
Wow.
If he sits him out that, then I've lost all. Like, all right, LeVar, now you're losing me there.
Yeah,
you
gotta, exactly.
You got to hoop. You got to hoop in the summer league.
Right. Someone just give him a TV show or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to get picked. It's so confusing.
My thing is, like, with the summer league, a lot of times it's just, like, smoking, like, because we saw RJ, shout out to RJ, we still want you on the show. But, like, RJ was balling in summer league. It didn't even matter. Like, that's why
RJ
I hated, like.
RJ was balling in the D-League. RJ was balling in the
preseason. Put him on a roster.
But I'm just saying, he was balling.
He was balling in the preseason.
Yeah.
Had, like, 17 points the game before they cut him.
And it's, and boom, and didn't play. He did not play 1 minute, it seemed like, after that. It
put him
really
on a roster.
RJ, man, we rooting for you. We rooting for you, RJ, man. Get on the somebody pick him up. Hawks, we got plenty of space. We got a lot of open slots. I'm just saying,
Hawks
RJ Hunter
probably
should
need him.
RJ Hunter should be on the summer league team for the Hawks at least
Hawks probably need him.
I think he's on Utah or something.
Is he on Utah? Let's see.
He was with the Nets last I saw. Yeah,
his Nets
with,
team.
He's with the Nets D League.
Yeah.
It's G League now.
But hey, RJ.
I don't know what the G stands.
What is up with the
RJ? Got to get some
Gatorade.
Oh, Gatorade. Yeah. They turned it to the Gatorade League.
Yeah, because the sponsorship deal that they doing with them.
Yeah. It's like the WNBA where, like, I remember the Dream used to have Boost Mobile on their jerseys. I'm like, dang, man, y'all can even get
Verizon. Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean,
but now this year they upgraded to, like, what they upgraded
Metro
to?
Metro PCS.
Metro, yeah. Something like that.
Hey, it's not Boost Mobile. You know what I'm saying? Boost Mobile in 2016, talking about where you at on the court.
Yeah, everybody got that deal with DraftKings.
Sponsored by Nextel Chirp. The
Hawks ain't got no logos. I know the Hornets gonna have logos on their jerseys this year.
Who else?
Aren't the Cavs gonna have like Goodyear Ranch or something like that?
I don't get the point of it. Like, this is not soccer. I don't want to see
more money, man. Silver about that money.
Silver about the money, I guess, man. I'm very surprised they agreed to do this. It just looks kind of tacky.
Weird.
Like NASCAR. Like,
the league is already kind of going down the league. I mean, down the drain. The league is going down the league. But the league is already going
down
the drain.
That's deep. That's like Jaden Smith deep.
As we were talking about, super teams.
The league is going down the league. I love that.
Do you think that LeBron James started super teams?
No. Never has, never will.
No.
Nope. Miami, well, now we look back on Miami, that wasn't a super team. Now, that's the great thing about being able to look back is you realize what took place there, and it wasn't a super team. It turned out Wade couldn't play a full season. Turned out Bosch was clutch, but he was here and there at times. He wasn't, you know, so it's like that wasn't a super team, yo. LeBron was the main, he was the engine. Just with a little bit more shooters on his team, and that was it. It wasn't anything different.
Are people just going to ignore that Kobe and Shaq literally begged two other Hall of Famers to join because they had guys like Devin George and Robert Ory in the lineup? They were just like, we can't win with these guys, even though they just won, two out of three? Three straight championships, but magically now they couldn't win.
They won a GP in Malone, talking about that. That's right,
yeah. So that was a super team.
I got spanked.
Anytime media hypes up a team, that's a super team.
That's a super team. And then Brooklyn had a super team that just didn't do anything. Yeah. That was a super team.
That was a super team, Brooklyn was.
Yeah.
I don't know if even now, okay, well, the Warriors team is a super team, obviously, because of what they did, their record last year. It's a super team because now what Durant's doing, but he's kind of like – what he did in this finals, it's his team, though. Like, that's the funny thing about it. It's like, we can say that it's unfair and all that, but he still has to be that guy on the team. Like, he didn't really shy away from it. So at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, it's a super, he has more talent, but it's his team though. It's not Steph Curry's team anymore. This is now Kevin Durant's team.
Cleveland's a super team.
It's not a super team. You can't be a super team if the moment you get off the floor, your team loses a lead and like you're down by 20 or whatever it was. Like LeBron left the floor and they were down by like 10 points.
What happened in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That was Boston.
Well, I mean, what happened in the Eastern Conference playoffs for the last 3 years?
That was Boston. That's the Eastern Conference. You're playing against Washington, Boston, Atlanta. Come on.
Kevin Love.
The West wasn't better than the East this year.
No, they weren't.
It wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a lot of teams
and they still ran through them.
Top heavy. I mean, like, Kevin Love's not the best power forward in the league. He never been called the best power forward in the league. It's just
He wasn't. I mean, it was him and Blake were neck and neck, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, he's always here. Blake and Davis the past couple of years.
Don't disrespect Aldridge.
Yeah, he did get a lot of hype when he became a free agent.
He did get a
back
lot of
in
hype,
2011. If we're talking about 11, when Kevin Love was on Minnesota getting 2020,
Aldridge was in there, but he didn't rebound.
It was Aldridge.
He was in there.
It was Blake Griffin. Yes. And it was Kevin Love.
Yes, it was those three. And Aldridge was always like third.
Continue, David.
Yeah, it's
Rashad, I'm gonna talk to you later. You know?
I mean, yeah, just Kyrie, you know, Kyrie, just a young draft pick, was just a young draft pick on the rise, and Kevin Love, just you know, he's in the same tier, like as you know, just like a Millsap, or you know, you're a good player, but you're not a great player. You can't be the man, but you're a great complimentary piece.
Yeah, I mean,
Cleveland both just missed the playoffs the year before they came to Cleveland. This is what everybody want to forget. Let me remind y'all, since y'all have short-term memory loss, it was just 2014.
Was it?
Okay?
Are you sure?
Kyrie Irving was, on, like you said, on the rise. He was one of the best young players in the league. And then with LeBron in 2014 and 2015, he's one of the top 15 players in the world. So is Kevin Love.
Did they make the playoffs before LeBron?
Jeremy and I.
They
would have made it the next year.
Wait, who? Kyrie?
Yes. They were battling with the Hawks for the eighth seed in 2014.
They weren't gonna make it next year, though. I'm sorry, weren't gonna make it next year.
But they barely missed it the year before.
No, I get that. I'm fine with that.
And
but
Kyrie would have been better.
And 2014?
2014.
No, they wouldn't have.
They barely missed it. So in 2015, they would have made it.
Then they drafted Andrew Wiggins.
They would have made it easily.
Wait, Andrew Wiggins is being your second option?
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, he ain't really.
I'm still waiting on Andrew Wiggins to be Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins was on the Cavaliers right now, they would have had a better shot to beat the Warriors this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Y'all wanna do this?
No, it's a fact. Like, yeah, man, averaging almost 25 points per
Who
game.
Is Andrew Wiggins going to guard? And what is he actually going to do?
Klay Thompson.
He'd be the body. He's the athletic. You know, you look at
it. And the thing about Andrew Wiggins, no, I know everybody's like, oh, he's an athlete. He'll be able – that doesn't mean, like, he's just a stout defender. I know we want to make that what it seems like. People, just put him on Klay. Like, he's just not going to shut down anybody on the perimeter.
I'm not even talking about him.
That's what I always see.
I don't care about his defense. I'm talking about what the man does offensively. That's the Cavaliers' issue. If they don't have a score outside of – LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. Yeah,
No bench.
But there's times where Wiggins like coast. He's not always aggressive. Like, he's not like just a straight, like, give me the ball, buckets, give me. Like, he's not always. He comes and goes at times, Wiggins. That's still his thing.
That's what the Cavaliers need. They have two horses already.
So they just need Wiggins
to fill in the gaps.
They need a young guy. Like, you look at the playoffs, it was just, you know, Darren Williams and Kyle Korver looking
ghost of Darren Williams.
Looking sick and flabby. You know, they can't even chase down a ball.
No. Darren Williams needs to retire. Like please.
Eric's so happy. If y'all can see Eric smile right now, he is a Chris Paul fan. So
the
fall of Darren Williams.
I love it, boy. Oh, man.
Like, this is crazy. Like, looking at
Darren Williams, can't get no love.
Like, Patrick McCall, he ain't scoring no 20 or 30 points, but it's just like, he just moves fast.
He moves his body. Darren Williams move right to left.
It's just like when the Cavs bench got in, it's just like everything went in slow motion.
Yeah. No, it was. It was ugly.
But it was just so funny to me, because everybody was saying what they needed during the finals. gonna say is like if they could just get a young wing that can score. And I was like, that kind of sounds like Andrew Wiggins. And LeBron James.
Here's the thing.
What are you doing, LeBron? GM LeBron, man.
K-Love. So, Odo, do you think it's a super team though? That's your argument. You think the Cavs are a super team right now?
Yes.
Even though LeBron can't leave the floor without them.
Cleveland's a super team. Golden State's a better super team.
By media, standards, it is a super team. But it's not really a super team.
In my book, San Antonio's a super team.
San Antonio will be a super team, especially if they land that CP3 deal.
They're a super team right now. But other than Kawhi Leonard, who else have they drafted and developed besides Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, and Patty Mills?
Hold on. You're saying they're a super team right now. You're saying the Spurs are a super team right now?
The Spurs are a super team right now. And if they add Chris Paul.
Because LaMarcus and Kawhi?
Because LaMarcus, Paul Gasol.
Don't say Paul Gasol. Don't say that. Don't do that.
Paul Gasol is legit.
The 2014 Spurs were a super team.
Legit on what? Paul Gasol
is still effective, and he's still very important to that team.
He's more effective. He's a good passer.
He's more effective in that Spurs offense than LaMarcus Aldridge is. He's not a better player.
He's more effective than last year Tim Duncan was.
Exactly. And we were still calling that Tim Duncan a great player, but Paul Gasol came off the bench and had a better year than Tim Duncan did.
Came off the bench. Couldn't start. That's fine. Look,
start because how would it look if you're paying LaMarcus Aldridge all that money and he's coming off?
Well, they played him together a lot. They played him together. I'm okay, but I'm not big on Paul Gasol. Even when he was about to go to OKC and they were talking about that would have been the last piece they needed. Durant wanted him, and I was like, I just don't think Paul Gasol was all of it. I think that the triangle worked perfect with him in LA, and that was it. I didn't see anything after Paul Gasol. I was like, all right, that's probably his peak. No disrespect. Go ahead.
Yeah, she never went to Chicago.
Yeah, see, that's he looked terrible.
Chicago's a super team.
Go ahead. Name. Jimmy Butler.
New York. The Clippers.
New York.
Yeah, like Derrick Rose.
They're a super mess, New York.
Derrick Rose. He said when they talking about the super teams, they talk about us and Golden State.
You couldn't even finish that sentence, yo.
Throwback,
flashback to when Derrick Rose said that.
Never to the SAT. So
I want to know what Derrick Rose was smoking that day when he said that.
He on that Khalifa.
He on that Chicago Bull.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There's only one super team in NBA right now.
No, there's two.
There's only one.
There's two.
There's one.
Cleveland literally swept through the entire Eastern Conference.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't mean you're a super team.
It means they literally toyed with everyone else the entire playoffs. The Warriors are just better.
Does that mean the rest of the Eastern Conference just isn't productive?
There aren't.
Who did they go through? They went through Toronto, which we know fakes. Keep going.
Okay, Boston. But they would have beaten.
Nah, couldn't match.
They could have. They could have literally lined up eight teams in the playoffs, and they could have played all eight teams. They didn't even need a seeding. They could have played one through eight, two through eight, and they would have swept all of them.
I mean,
that qualifies as a super team.
That's a super team.
Not how they look. Because there was times the Cavs looked like they – Indiana even looked. They got rid of Indiana, but even Indiana even pushed them. Nobody pushed Golden State all the way. But there were times where when the Cavs looked like they were – you could get them. Like,
That's because of experience. Wait. Indiana is not scared of Cleveland because they played Cleveland before, and they almost beat them a few times.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They just looked like they could – competitive. There were times when the Cavs didn't look like they were unbeatable. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let's
the Golden State look unbeatable.
This term super team. Let's take that off Golden State. Golden State isn't a super team. Golden State is the Avengers, okay? They're above super team.
Okay.
A normal super team is what Cleveland is.
What are we doing here? Wait.
I'm just saying like
a super team and a super team.
They're a superhero team.
Okay.
They don't count. They're not really a super team. They're not a normal super. There has never been a super team this good.
Yeah, just
no, come. We know that. We know that. But the Cavs to me are not. They've never been a super team.
If you take the Warriors out of the NBA right now, who's the dominant team?
The Cavs.
No one beats the Cavaliers.
By default.
Have all the talent on one team than the Warriors.
Cleveland or San Antonio? I think Cleveland, San Antonio is at least a six-game series.
It's competitive.
Seven, and it could go either way.
Only argument I can say for it is super team stuff is just like you have to compare their lineup to these teams in the NBA. Like you look at. Like Philadelphia, compared to Philadelphia, you know, Kevin Love and Darius Sarker are on the same level.
Yo, you know one team.
J.R. Smith and Gerald Henderson are on the same level.
One team we're sleeping on is Memphis. Memphis gives the Spurs a run for their money every year, and they're one of the few teams that can beat Golden State.
Not anymore.
They can't beat Golden State.
No.
Not
anymore. Maybe 5 years
ago. What? They just beat Golden State.
They look good in their suits.
They just beat Golden State. Like, they came back from 20 and beat Golden State.
That's where. Like,
and Golden State really and they beat Golden State twice this year.
I'm just saying, like, Memphis. Memphis can beat Golden State.
Uh-oh. Memphis can beat Golden State.
I'm saying, with Memphis, they're
one team that a lot of people don't really say, like, they need one more piece.
I think Memphis needs one more piece.
So Memphis,
who are the three teams that Memphis would even
spent all their money?
What happened?
Memphis spent all their money.
Oh, who?
They gave Chandler Parsons a max contract.
I know Conley got the big one. Who else, Marc Gasol got a max contract. That's it.
But I think Memphis, like, because they, you know, they play the Spurs well and they play Golden State well.
What other teams in the next couple years do you guys see that can push Golden State?
Denver.
Denver.
Minnesota.
If
Paul Millsap's smart, that's the perfect destination for him. If he Minnesota. Goes and fits
not
in
Portland.
Minnesota.
Well,
he
can't. Portland,
I'd say Minnesota or Denver.
Minnesota, Denver. No, you have a third one?
Utah.
Utah
for sure.
Utah's coming.
If Hayward stays.
Yeah, that's true.
He better stay.
I mean, going to Miami or Boston for him doesn't help him get closer to his goal. He has a better chance of winning a championship in Utah.
If you really
want to know the truth. Like, going to Boston, that's first of all, that's weak. Second of all, it's cold. It's like you're just chasing a championship. You playing with Alex.
I love how y'all care about him and his,
You got a newborn baby, bro.
Oh, God. There,
you don't want your baby up in Boston?
Oh, man.
Look,
they would put pieces around AD in New Orleans.
That's
New Orleans don't got no money.
They don't.
That's crazy because New Orleans, like, I remember
New Orleans.
AD, he took like Eric Gordon, who's like played 30 games a year to the playoffs. So I don't know how he couldn't make it with. Well, Cousins came late, but even after Cousins, like, man, they played worse.
Man, Drew Holiday missed like 30 games, and that hurt. That hurt to him.
Yeah. And then Drew came back.
Buddy Hill was what I said.
Yeah, Buddy Hill.
What's wrong? Like, you got a problem with Buddy Hill?
He's kind of a bust.
He's a garbage.
And then, like, a lot
he's
of
a garbage.
Lot tell of he's a garbage.
Tell that to Vivek Ranadi. Traded away Boogie Cousins to get Buddy Hill.
He is a garbage. Yeah, Buddy started playing better towards the end of the year.
Buddy is not good. I'm sorry. He just had all those shots in Sacramento.
He started playing better.
Tell that to Vivek Ranadi.
Yeah, Vivek said that Buddy is a he said he's Clay Curry.
Who's a Clay Curry?
Buddy, that's what he said.
That's what Vivek said.
Who said he's a Clay Curry?
Vivek Ranadi, the Kings owner.
Oh, yeah, he did put that on him. Buddy can shoot, though.
Yeah.
It's 1 year. Relax. Give Buddy a chance. He can score. That boy can score.
He's already 24 years old. So,
yeah. Buddy's 36.
4 year.
He might as well be 45.
The Kings screwed that up, man. He got two draft picks this year, and they're trying to trade him.
You traded a bust. For two more potential busts for the best big man in basketball. That's
you're fired. Also, wait. Boogie. Boogie's the best?
But it don't mean nothing if Boogie can't win nothing.
I don't think Boogie's gonna stay there.
He ain't winning Sacramento.
He's gonna stay with AD.
He ain't gonna win in New Orleans.
He's gonna stay with AD. Yeah. I think he'll stay with AD.
It's not gonna work.
I don't know.
They're gonna give it a shot. They're gonna be stubborn enough to make it work.
Yeah.
Them two seem like Boogie's stubborn, so I think he's gonna try to make it work to prove everybody wrong.
Right by his hometown. Yeah, he lost weight too.
Man, that man don't care about no home. If he wanted to play at home, he would just come to Atlanta. That's closer to his hometown than New Orleans is.
Nobody's coming to Atlanta.
I mean, Mobile. I thought Mobile was closer to New Orleans.
It's about the same distance.
Yeah, he did. Shout out to Dwight.
It might be a little closer to New Orleans, but it doesn't matter. He's not coming to Atlanta. They're not going to win New Orleans, so he'll just be one of those players that have all these stats and never win anything.
Cool.
You think they'll ever – so they won't ever compete with the Warriors?
No.
Okay. Wait, who's your teams that you say compete with the Warriors?
Minnesota, Philly, and Utah.
Philly going forward to my future in Utah.
Yeah, in the next 3-4 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Houston, nobody cares about Houston anymore.
No
one's gonna talk about Big Baller Brand and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Big
Baller's Lakers. On, baby.
I just gotta see what they do. he got 16 million tied, 16 million a year tied in Moscow, 17 tied up in
Dane. They're trying to get rid of Julius Randle. Wouldn't that help free up some space or what?
He's on a rookie contract.
He's still on rookie. Oh, okay.
It's like they're trying.
Julius? Oh yeah. Yeah, he is. This is last year.
Yeah, so you got like, you know, Dang and Moscow making 15 plus million a year. And then you got to figure out, like, is Ingram and Russell and Ball or whoever they pick, can all blend together. It's just,
if they think drafting Lonzo Ball is going to get them in the playoffs and make them a contender, they're going to have the number one pick for the next 4 years. I promise you that. I think he's going to be a very good player, but they've drafted role players in the top three the last couple years. So.
They need to sign somebody in free agency.
I mean, even that won't make a
They needed Westbrook. That's what they needed.
Westbrook's not a winner.
Westbrook's not a what?
He's not a winner.
Not a winner.
No.
He wants his. He would love his own team, though. I think he would love the chance to get his own team, especially in L.A.
Please elaborate.
That's not winning basketball when you have Westbrook on your team.
Not winning basketball.
They just had the Warriors 3-1 last year.
Yeah, and they still. And who won?
With Durant. That was with Durant.
All I know is the Warriors. The Thunder made the playoffs this year. They got 6th seed, so I'm not knocking Westbrook.
With one guy.
Westbrook, he's not a championship player, but I wouldn't say he's not a winner because he's going to get you in the playoffs. He's just not going to win you a championship.
Not by himself.
That's what I mean when I say winning a championship.
Yeah. Oh. Matt Ryan's a winner, but he's never won a Super Bowl.
Kobe's a winner, too, but he couldn't do it. Right. Even Kobe couldn't do it by himself. He needed Shaq.
Yeah,
Kobe has never won a championship without Shaq or Pau Gasol.
I mean, I just look at like his situation.
Or Oklahoma. Andrew Bynum.
I just look at his situation like Oklahoma City. It just seems like he seems like the type that would probably stay there, you know, even during his prime, just to prove to a point that he's that guy, not like Durant. Even though your GM, you know, gave max contract money to two centers, gave Oladipo $17 million a year.
Oladipo.
And then you about to pay Andre Robinson a lot of money too.
And yeah, they got to pay out him. He's one of the best defenders.
Yeah,
so
it's like
just signed Tony Allen.
Amazing jump shot. Yeah.
Why did I just sign Tony Allen for cheaper?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's just like I don't understand. Like, do they think Westbrook's gonna become a better player next year or something to get them past?
Nah.
He just had a son. Everybody. Some people start playing better when they have kids. Is that a good point? All right, my bad.
Maybe.
He had a son.
That could mean something. Maybe he changes his height. Maybe he starts being more efficient. Maybe he's like, you know what? Maybe I should take care of the ball.
It's not necessarily that he doesn't take care of the ball, but when you're passing the ball to us, the A-League, like that, we're literally as good as the players.
I'm Oladipo. I want to be Oladipo then. All right, go ahead.
That's cool. Right. I mean, but that's he's passing the ball to us. I mean,
I didn't fault him at all. I don't care.
No disrespect to any of our basketball games. I know I can shoot. I know Eric can do his thing. Rashad tall and long, so I know he can do something. Keem, he can handle that rock. David be down there in the post with me. So, okay.
All right. We are the Thunder.
So credit to Westbrook
for what he did.
So,
regardless, I don't see. Jerry just disrespected everybody on the Thunder.
Oh, man.
Who's actually in the gym right now while we're recording this, and we're just like disrespecting.
Hopefully, they're in the gym.
Yeah, let's.
No, they're not.
You think they're not in the gym?
No, they're probably in LA or something, man.
Not the way they played. They didn't look like they ever been in a gym.
They probably in like Jamaica or something, man. They got this summer vacation planned.
Oh man, poor OKC.
In his canter is like when he like trapped in the airport or something.
Oh man, ouch.
No, he ain't in the gym.
He's dealing with his own issues, man.
Nah, look, I just
felt bad for him, but it's like the perfect situation for.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that boy, King, man.
Perfect situation for a stubborn player.
Man, he's dealing with his own issues. Leave that man alone.
McGregor, Mayweather.
Minnesota and Philly, they're never going to figure it out. They got, like, all the talent in the world. They're never going to figure
Tim
it out.
Yeah, Tom Thibodeau was a horrible.
But,
horrible
all right, Mayweather-McGregor.
All right, Mayweather.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Sound off.
Dog, you got a guy who's not even the best fighter in the sport going against one the best boxer of his generation. And what? The best boxer of his generation, hands down.
Who's the best fighter? Who's the best MMA guy?
Best boxer since the 90s.
Brock Lesnar.
Easily.
Hey, y'all watching more than me. Go ahead with the MMA. I don't know nothing about
Conor McGregor is the best fighter in MMA. I don't know where that came from.
He's ranked number two.
No, so, he's the second pound-for-pound fighter on the planet next to Mayweather.
No, he's the second pound-for-pound MMA fighter.
No.
Yes, he is.
You might want to look that up.
Okay, go ahead. Rashad said, give me a minute.
If he's the second pound-for-pound fighter in MMA, then I have nothing to say. But I feel like he's the best. From what I've seen, he's the best MMA fighter.
Yeah. Why is this happening?
I mean, McGregor's good.
Money.
Money.
It's money.
publicity. People are gonna pay for this mess.
There's no way. The day one I heard it, I was like, this is, I'm not interested at all in this fight.
I mean, you think about it, like, it's just, yeah, boxing.
Jeremy, I want you to read this for the people.
Oh, that's so.
I mean,
are you gonna put me on? You gonna put me on? Oh, you gotta put me on shame. Oh, okay.
Read it off.
Okay, Demetri Oleyas.
How you say that?
Rashad,
say it for him.
Oh, no. I don't watch UFC.
Okay. Whoever that guy is there plenty? Wait, what?
Demetrius Johnson?
That's a lot of O's and I's.
There's an O
in there. Jeremy, that's your last name.
Johnson is the best fighter. Okay.
I mean, you look at the UFC and stuff, like the stars that they marketing and stuff, McGregor's the biggest star as far as marketing right now.
Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, he's like the biggest marketing star. Like
so is Ronda Rousey, but that don't mean she can fight.
I hate to say that, but Ronda Rousey washed.
Woo!
Exactly.
Yeah, just like
That's why she went and got married. She said, "Forget this."
Danica Patrick, my next phase of the my biggest life. Star in NASCAR.
She finished like 33rd every week.
Don't mean nothing.
Biggest star in NASCAR.
How many rounds y'all think this fight goes? How many rounds y'all think this fight goes?
It's gonna go all the way to the end.
Yeah. To the end, okay.
Everybody's gonna expect Mayweather to knock out. Like, how many fights?
Yeah, he doesn't knock out people.
How many fights have y'all seen? He's just gonna be.
That's a counter
puncher. He's probably gonna be dancing up during the fight.
Yeah, taking pictures, chilling. You know, yeah, he's not gonna do it.
I can see this being like Mayweather like toying with McGregor. I can really see him. It's going 12, but I can see it being like one of those.
Can McGregor go that long?
Yeah.
You got to think like.
Because that fight's be ending quick. That's all I'm just saying.
I mean,
McGregor be done in like 2 seconds.
You just got to think about all the pain that MMA fighters can take.
Okay.
And then like, the fact that Floyd's a defensive boxer to begin with.
True.
So I'm not paying for this fight.
Who's
paying
for
it?
And then first,
not for it.
And then he's making like what? Like probably like $300 million in that night.
Yeah.
By the end of it, after a few months, after all the money comes in from the residuals and blah blah
everything,
blah and blah blah, he's probably gonna make like $300 million. So he's gonna want to, you know, kind of prolong it for the fans, like y'all said, toying with them.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for this fight. Let me just say this right now. I'm not paying for this fight. I could, because the fight's probably gonna be like $79.95.
Mm-hmm.
I could care less if it's $59.95, $39.95, $19.95, $9.95. I am not paying for this fight.
I'm with King.
I'm not paying for this fight. I don't care about this fight.
Thank you.
What is the point of this fight?
I don't get why people care. I just don't get it.
I'm paying for
my
it.
Thing
I
is,
love,
it's just
like
entertainment.
It
is entertainment.
It is, but it's like these two. I want to see.
It sounds
Floyd.
Like a gimmick.
I want to go see Floyd go against Canelo again after
that's
now
a,
Canelo's
a
looking
triple,
better.
Triple,
oh, Triple G.
Triple G.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Triple G was.
There you go. I want to see that. I mean, Triple G might. He probably get him.
This sounds like a gimmick.
Yeah, this is just like, come on.
This sounds like a straight gimmick.
Triple G might get a 41-year-old Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, then.
That don't take away from his.
McGregor's 28. What's the difference? McGregor's 28.
I mean, yeah, but one is a UFC fighter
know,
and one's the best, one of the best boxers in the world right now.
He's still
bro, this
got
is
youth.
What they do in WWE. Yeah. Like what they what like every single time WrestleMania, they have these special guests come on, like Floyd
like
Mayweather
Shaq.
Or Ronda Rousey or Shaq. This is some WWE stuff. Like, this is. And then you watch WWE more so than anything.
David knows. Yeah.
So you would know this stuff backwards.
I'm tuning in. I don't know about y'all. Y'all can say what you want to say, but McGregor is must see TV.
You're not watching
nope.
this. You're not going to be watching it.
Of course I'm watching.
No, y'all not. None of y'all lying. I'm going to hit y'all up. The day this fight, I'm going to hit y'all. Y'all not going to be doing it. Yo, I'm out. I'm actually out right now.
I watch every Floyd fight.
Yeah, they not going to watch it.
First of all, I watch every Floyd fight just because it's must see TV.
This is for the birds.
Now, if it's when is it on a Saturday night?
It's an August.
Because I'm gonna watch my college football. Because I'm pretty sure that's
what I'm saying. Look, you got college football.
I'm gonna watch college
football.
The
fight be like at 12. Unless you watch Pac-12 that night, then I guess you.
That's true. That's true. So it'll be after college football. If that's the case, I'm gonna be tuned in.
Saturday, August 26th.
Yeah. August 26th.
So it's right.
My dog's got, I think, Appalachian State that day.
The last Saturday.
They probably lose.
That's the next week.
Oh no!
You gonna quit playing about my dogs, man?
Another Appalachian State. Don't do the dogs the way that they did Michigan.
Don't play with the dogs. Yeah, you keep Georgia out your mouth.
You worry about LSU,
okay?
Oh!
You worry about LSU.
Hey, don't worry about what we doing over
wait
here.
Wait till you find a quarterback, because we got two of them.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, look, two of them still don't know what the hell they doing.
Okay.
They still don't know how to get y'all.
Anthony
how many games y'all lost? Hey, let's not do this, Jeremy, because we're not going to do this right now. The season later, all right? We're going to do that later.
We'll holler y'all in, Atlanta.
But, yeah, this fight really shows the sad state of boxing. I mean, it's just
true.
Like, it's just like, you know, you used to have, like, these big-name fights.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like.
Where the heavyweights at? Where the heavyweights at now?
I can't even name.
That's what I'm saying. I can't name one heavyweight.
It was like Klitschko. Like, he was kind of big, like, probably like 09-ish.
Yeah.
09-ish to 2011.
And then he stopped wanting to fight his brother or something. He didn't. Yeah. Like, him and his brother were the best two, and then they didn't want to fight each other. So they kind of both just fell off. And then this Wilder got Wild. Was it Dante Wilder or something like that? He's from Alabama. He's come in and he's taken over the heavyweight. So
yeah, it's not really nobody really marketable. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, Adrian Broner, he tried his thing, but he just keep.
There aren't any knockout guys anymore.
That's like, the thing. The knockout dudes. Mike Tyson, yeah. Broner. I didn't take Broner seriously at all. Dude.
I didn't take Broner at all. Got hit in the head and he just landed the ropes.
Broner is he is good TV. Like, cause like you said, all them like tactics and crazy stuff he'd be doing in the ring, you remember that stuff. Like, I remember last fight he came out to like with Kodak. But Lakota, they don't like to see you win, and then he was doing the little dance with him.
I wanted to see him like, fight Floyd. That
didn't fight. I just can't start laughing.
Well, the thing about Broner is like he's a wannabe Floyd. Yeah. He's like
bad.
He's kind of the Kobe of boxing, except for like he's not as good as Kobe.
Do y'all remember when Broner was dancing outside that SUV? He was jigging
when he got bonded.
He got rocked, boy.
That'd be amazing.
He was dancing and then got in the ring, got Molly Wop.
Everybody was so serious, kind of ring. He up here having a full dance routine. that's your cardio right
there. Yeah, Broner. Broner's too much, dude. He is trying to be Floyd.
Madonna. Got that hit on him.
Madonna.
He was like 28-0, and then he lost. And then Mayweather was like, yeah, boy, you can't be Floyd Money. It's only one Floyd Money, man. And I was like, dang, this is great.
Yeah, this is great.
that would have been really entertaining. Like, but, you know.
Did you want to see Floyd and Adrian? Anybody want to see that Floyd versus Broner?
I don't want to see Floyd anymore after this McGregor fight because he's old, man.
I was done after the last fight. I thought that was
it.
Then
after Mayweather Pacquiao.
That's what I'm saying. Pacquiao should be
hit. Well, now he's about to be 50-0, and that's a perfect mark to end. 50-0.
Breaks Rocky record.
That's true, 50.
Would you guys turn down this kind of money to fight someone you know you could beat? I mean, first of all, he knows he could beat McGregor, and the payout he's going to get is just like ridiculous. So I would.
It's a safe bet for him.
Yeah, it's a safe, easy bet for him. This is like somebody just came to his door and I got some money for you, Floyd. You can also break Rocky's record. Okay, let's do this.
Open the door.
Oh, yeah. He's
now, they had a knock on the door and said, hey, I got Triple G for you.
He's not answering that. He's going to go back to the kitchen just like, I ain't hear that knock.
I don't need that problem.
He's like, I'm retired.
I'm retired. Triple G, I don't want that. Why not Pacquiao Mayweather, too? Why couldn't we get?
Because Pacquiao hasn't fought since they actually.
When was Pacquiao's last fight?
Yeah, he fought somebody.
Yeah, he fought once.
It's like some no-name guy, but it just.
He's not even on the level to even be to worth.
It's going to be kind of hard to sell Pacquiao to, you know, sell another Pacquiao fight.
Them steroids wore off.
Pacquiao was washed when they booked the Mayweather Pacquiao fight. They did it way too late.
I think when Marquez knocked him out, I think that was it from Pacquiao. Yeah. That's what I always thought. I think he was never the same after Marquez. Yeah, had him dead. Yep. He was laced. He was face
lights
down.
Out.
But his mom was
out,
crying.
Like Sean Merriman stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just these promoters. It's
one of the greatest linebackers. Let's go.
It's just really like Pacquiao.
He was on steroids.
He was on steroids really bad.
Wow.
Oh, he was. He did admit to that.
Like Pacquiao's best fight is probably like trying to fight Broner right now. That's probably.
That would probably be his most entertaining. He'll wash. He'll kill.
Hey, well, we can make $100 and me and Pacquiao can fight.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Who in here is taking a punch from no, wait, I didn't even finish.
If you guys taking a punch for 100 mil?
Who's taking a punch from Triple G for a mil?
Defend ourselves?
And you can't. No, you can't defend. Oh, you gotta sit there. You gotta sit there.
This man Jeremy said he can fight a professional boxer for $100.
No, you tripping.
I'm saying if me and Pacquiao booked the fight, that's how much we would make off the fight.
They
would have to pay me a little more than that.
Dog, if Pacquiao,
that's how much we would generate as far as pay-per-view views.
$100?
My mama and my grandma be watching. That's it.
Man, Jeremy going to do professional boxing and play for the OKC Thunder.
He's doing everything right now, dog.
You know, I'm trying to get this money, man.
It would have been hilarious to see like a McGregor Floyd Mayweather MMA fight. Like Florida got tore up.
See, that would have been I could just see Florida. That ain't going right for Florida. No,
they gonna have when you do that fight, Jeremy. They gonna have rallies in Athens for you, like Jeremy.
We gonna book it at Sanford Stadium.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
93,000.
I think Jeremy might pull an upset. I think you might pull an upset.
I just tackle him every time. Yeah, hold him to choke him. I remind him that he got knocked out by who was it? Marquez. Whatever his name is, he put him to sleep. Sandman.
Oh no, you're talking about Broner. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the man that put Pacquiao to sleep.
Oh no, Marquez. Yeah, Marquez got him with the rock.
You know what I want to see? I want to see wrestlers in MMA. Like, just once, like a John Cena.
Yeah, it's wrestling MMA.
Brock Lesnar was in it. Was in MMA.
Oh, yeah. He was
Yeah, Brock Lesnar, Batista.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
CM Punk, yeah.
Right, CM Punk, too.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, I was looking up. Go ahead.
But, yeah, it's just, MMA's pretty bad, too, as far as promotion, too. It's just like, you know. Who can you sell? Because like McGregor's pretty much talking about he's gonna retire after this, and then
I thought he did retire once, and then he came back, right? After he got beat.
Yeah, he came back. It's just all about the money.
Why you retire after you get beat one time? Why do people do that? Why does everybody say I'm retired after it one time?
It builds
the suspense. Ronda Rousey did the same thing. Ronda Rousey's like, "Oh, I'm done." I'm like, "You just got beat one time. Like, relax.
Right.
The world is not over."
Then Rousey did all these emotional interviews too.
Oh man, don't get me started on that whole simp. Like. It's not that, first of all, they said, like, her pride got hurt. It's like, yeah, it's going to get hurt. You got knocked in the face. You got your ass whooped. That's just going to happen.
It went hurt when she was bragging all
That's what I'm saying. And then all that trash. Like, people feeling sorry for her.
Man,
they said they couldn't show her face. They said, like, oh, she couldn't show her face for months. I don't care.
She said, I'm going to do that. All right.
Got embarrassed twice.
Yeah, she should have went to wrestling, but
in a combined what? It was a combined 30 seconds.
Yeah, she had a big buzz, but she tried to be a movie star.
Come on, man.
But yeah,
I know. I'm okay with the fight though. Overall, I'm okay with the fight. I'm just not gonna watch it.
I don't have high expectations.
So I don't care. It's just like, go ahead. They're gonna do it. I get the money, but you know,
it's gonna be worse than Umberto and Floyd.
Oh, right. Yeah. See, no, I didn't even watch. No, you know,
was another one of them wannabe Mayweathers.
What was the kid he knocked out, Floyd knocked out? To me, that was most, like, uninteresting.
Ortiz?
Ortiz. That, to me, was, like, the worst. I was like, I'm not watching. I didn't even care. I was like, that's going to be, like, come on.
Said,
Ortiz was, like, 19.
Protect yourself at all times, Protect yourself at all times, bro.
That's the only funny. Yeah, that was the best part of it. But I was like, I'm not watching that. I didn't watch it. I was like, okay. Then I heard, I was like, yo, you should have watched it. I'm like, damn.
Is Andre Ward and Floyd Mayweather the same weight class, or is it a slight difference?
Are they just... Ward should be... I thought Ward was a little heavier.
Yeah, I think Ward's in a different way.
Yeah, I thought Ward's a little
heavier. Because that would have been a rumor, too. He's like, are you going to fight Andre Ward? That has never been, like, a question.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Ward's 168.
Danny Garcia!
Yeah, Andre Ward, 168. Jeremy, you can't fight then none of these dudes, man. You heavyweight.
Yeah, you find a big heavyweight.
You knock these dudes out. You knock all these
dudes
out.
Lose the weight, or they can come to me.
Jerry, you are.
Jerry gonna be huffing and puffing.
Jerry, nah, we don't want you.
No.
Yeah, Jerry, you stay at your way. They can even come to you.
Come to me.
You gonna be able to like?
I'm cool with that.
I mean, ducking in to catch you with that punch.
I'm not even looking for super heavyweight, super middleweight. First of all, I don't understand. See, the biggest thing with boxing, what I lose interest is like the weight classes. How there's too many. There's a super middleweight. What is that? A light heavyweight, super middleweight, like featherweight, like all these weights. I just want to see. I don't care.
It's confusing
yo.
For the casual fan to follow. It kind of confusing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like I don't know who's in who. I don't even know where Floyd's at. Is he light, middleweight?
I don't know. He won different titles in different divisions.
Oh, that's his thing. He moved up in different weight class. Okay. Mm-hmm. Congrats. I'm not. Regardless, who's winning? Did we get our final prediction for who's winning?
Floyd's winning. It's not
Floyd's
even
winning.
Floyd and McGregor wins.
Oh, Rashad, who you say? Go ahead, Rashad.
They probably going.
It's unanimous.
It's unanimous. Okay. So Floyd, shout out to Floyd Mayweather.
Hey, if they get a split decision, that'd be hilarious.
Dog.
You know they both want. You know, probably both want the split decision.
Floyd don't want no split decision.
Yeah, get
there's you. Only one thing that Floyd care more about, well, just as much about his record, and that's money.
We get another fight. We get McGregor and Mayweather too.
Mayweather ain't going to do no split decision. Oh, you said split decision. My bad. I'm thinking a draw.
Pacquiao's decision. Wasn't there like some controversy on his Pacquiao fight?
Yeah, that judge. I know that.
Was it supposed to be majority or
the,
like
De La Hoya was a big deal.
Yeah. He whooped De La Hoya though. Like that was obvious. Yeah, De La Hoya was too old by then anyway though.
Yeah, they're gonna try to milk this for all it's worth.
Yeah, I get it. Get the money, man. And look, while we're on the subject, we have to talk about this though. There's an underlying theme in this whole fight that I think we all kind of know. That is we got a McGregor who's boisterous and loud, and we got Floyd who's the same. But for some reason, one of them gets a little bit more flack than the other. Are we noticing that with this? Will this fight divide America again?
Yeah, of course.
You think so? You think it'll do it again? I think it's just like, to me, they're like the same.
Superman versus Sidney Crosby.
I mean, I think just a lot of people generally hate Floyd just for what he represents. You know, and it's just like.
Nobody hates McGregor as much?
I mean, he's hated too. But
McGregor has the. Oh, go ahead.
Floyd's hated for good reason.
Yeah,
there's reasons to hate Floyd. But I personally respect him. He's a great fighter, but I don't like what he stands for in our community. He's not done anything to better our community. Like, and he has the audacity to put himself up there with Muhammad Ali. He might be a better fighter than Muhammad Ali, but there's more to being a great athlete than just being a great at your sport. So
I've tried to separate the two between Floyd in the ring and Floyd out because there's a lot you don't like about Floyd. Yeah, he's just a hard guy to listen to. Like it's just like I get uncomfortable when I listen to Floyd.
Yeah, I'm just like don't put him on TV. Don't let him say nothing because he's
gonna say something wild and then like
he can't read.
50 said it. 50 Cent said he can't read. Boy, he can't read. But I just like I don't want him to say anything about like speak up for us.
Just fight.
Just chill. Yeah. I don't want him to say anything because he tries to do that though.
And then McGregor's hated because he backs up what he does. I like McGregor. He does say some things. I'm like, okay, don't say that. But he'll say, I'll knock you out in the fourth round, and then he'll go get in the ring and do it.
He's got that whole Irish bravado thing that people love. Like, he's the loud Irishman.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of more celebrated than a loud black dude.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it just is.
Especially I personally don't care about that. I just like the way he fights.
Mm-hmm. As you know, you got the people out there that think want to see Floyd knock him out. And I'm just like, Floyd is not that type of fighter.
I would, but it's not, like you said, it's not going to happen.
People swear Floyd got a million knockouts. And I'm just like,
how many knockouts does Floyd have? Like, three?
Was it 25? 26. Yeah, 20.
Okay. He has more than I thought he did.
Yeah, I can't remember more, but the only one I remember is the cheap shot.
Yeah, last one I remember was Ortiz.
I was thinking about Ricky Hatton. That's the only one I really remember. That was like a true knockout. Like he got him, he chin knocked him. Yeah. So let's see. Hold on. Floyd knockouts. Okay. But I don't know. That to me, that's one of the like interesting things. Like who's choosing what side of Floyd versus McGregor as far as like what racial. Because we know that's just going to be here. Like, it's the undertone. Like, when we go to the, if anybody's go to watch at the bars and all that, it's going to be funny to see, like, how divided the whole bar is.
Yeah, that's going to be the, like, that's the most divided it could be. Like,
seriously.
A loud Irishman versus a loud black man.
Dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's going to be crazy, yo. Like,
that's interesting. I didn't think about that until you just said that.
Nah, because it's, I think, like, it's never understood where I never saw McGregor get any, like, criticism. So I'm like, why is he skate through with
he gets criticism.
He just for being too much. I don't follow as close as maybe y'all do. Okay, so.
Yeah, you can only imagine what it's like to be at a sports bar watching that fight in downtown Boston.
Oh my God! Oh
in
my
downtown
God.
Boston,
you're the only black, you're the only brother in there.
Not necessarily the only brother, but because they have you're like Boston. Boston has like an inner city, like within Boston, they have a sizable black population. They're like 25% black, but they also have Irish heritage up there.
It's deeper. Yeah, the Irish thing is deep there.
Right.
So I'm wondering. Yeah, exactly. Do you go out to a bar? I think most of the brothers in Boston go stay at home and watch it.
I think I would.
I'm not going out to the bar just in case Mayweather win. I'm out.
Should Atlanta be pretty segregated that day? Anyway,
it's gonna be segregated here too.
The Super Bowl was segregated.
Was it
Falcons versus New England?
Yeah, that was because you had the whole Trump and Brady thing.
Yeah, the Trump supporters versus the blackest city in America.
And then the year before when it was Peyton Manning versus Cam Newton.
Yes,
right.
It's always there.
Are you gonna have Fado? Fado bar gonna be full.
It's gonna be crazy.
Every bar in Atlanta is gonna show the fight. It's not gonna be certain. It's not gonna be just a sports bar.
Nah, it's gonna be everywhere. It's right. August 26th, man. Y'all go ahead and have fun with that. I'll be out doing something else.
Man, you you know you gonna watch
it. I'm not gonna watch it.
You gonna come in more hyped about the fight than we are. Because we gonna have a show that next week and you be like, man, McGregor knocked him out. I didn't see it coming. I promise you, if McGregor knocked him out, I'm gonna literally come in the studio and yell until. Because it's going to be so unexpected. It's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. It probably will be the biggest upset in sports history.
Yeah, it's up there. No, it's up there. I can see that. I hope it doesn't happen, but yeah.
Down goes if
he
Floyd.
Like, the thing is, Floyd can lose a lot. If he like if he loses, then his reputation.
And the thing is that McGregor isn't a great. I don't know. I've never seen him box. I don't think he has a chance to beat Floyd. But if he were to just get one lick on Floyd and knock him out, even if it's by accident. Do you know what that would do to boxing history? It would just.
But to get one lick?
Just get one lick and just knock Floyd out. Because McGregor's capable of that.
He's down goes just Mayweather. Out like that. Down goes Mayweather.
Look at that.
He already got the call ready for it.
Down goes Mayweather. He's on the canvas.
This is what they all did back in the day. All right, that's a wrap of episode 37, man. We up in here. We talked about the Hawks as usual, man, with Schlenk and with Millsap departing possibly. Talked about Golden State being a super team or the Cavs being a super team, comparing those two. Then we talked about Mayweather and McGregor. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. This is the A-League. Let's go around and do what we do. Yeboah NBA is that Twitter. You know, hit me up. Peace.
RashadMilligan.com. You can follow me on Twitter at the Roscoe Dash.
I'm not good at it, man.
Jeremy Johnson.
Why would you go
Clark
Roscoe?
_Kent_75. Who is Roscoe Dash?
He's a Lyft driver now, apparently.
Okay. All
right. Which is okay. Get money.
That's David Noel. You can follow me at 28-3.
28-3? I was just going to say Roscoe. Like the
Roscoe.
Right.
What was his last hit? My bad. Go ahead.
Something like that.
What was his last hit?
Roscoe Even Dash? I forgot what it was.
Yeah, what was his last hit?
I don't know what his last
Damn,
hit was.
That's it.
That's mess. Akeem Balaam, Twitter, GrahamBeyondTheW.com. Check it out.
A-League.
Come on. I rock the microphone. I had to thank the Lord. I am in rare form. I had to get it on. You never feed me. I use my own seasoning. Autograph cleavage. How many girls believe you? How many girls you tried? I know a girl you lied to. She wants your ad to die. I look you dead in your eye. It ripped the season. It right out the Easter. My pop meal regal. Put that on my visa. I need me some singles. Don't care if you single. Take your mink.